With a flick of his right foot, Landon Donovan kept the U.S. alive in the World Cup today. His goal at the very end of the game in the 91st minute clinched a 1-0 victory over Algeria, and that saved the U.S. from elimination and put the team into the next round of World Cup play. NPR's Mike Pesca has been covering the World Cup, and he joins us now from South Africa. Welcome, Mike.
Hello.
And what a game that was today. I want you to recap that very exciting ending for people.
Well, it was exciting because it was excruciating. 90 minutes and no score, and it became apparent 20 minutes into the game that the United States would indeed need to score, or else they were going home. I mean, coming into the game, they had a slight lead in England in terms of tiebreakers, but then about 20 minutes into England's game with Slovenia, England put up a score. So it became apparent the United States would have to find a way to put the ball into the goal, and that wasn't going to be an easy thing. And about the time the 90th minute rolled around, before extra time was added, people in the stands, they just began ruining various officials' bad calls. The one that took away Maurice Adu's goal last game, an offside call against Clint Dempsey this game. Then we found out later that he probably wasn't offside. So it looked as if the United States might be going home based on an injustice. But you know what? Landon Donovan, the best player the United States has ever produced, I think that's a fair statement. He kept his head about him. He did not panic. Neither did his teammates. He got a rebound and put it into the back of the goal, and the United States is going on to the knockout round.
You mentioned the complaints about the officiating. What is it about the officiating in the World Cup? These games are 0-0 or 1-0, a bad call, and that's the whole game.
Right, sure. Although, let's ask Armando Galarraga what he thought of James Joyce's bad call in baseball and, of course, perennial topic in football. I mean, officiating, which is a tough and subjective thing, always gets criticized. Now, there seems to be some really bad officiating going on in the World Cup, especially the disallowed goal that would have put the USA up 3-2 against Slovenia. And that referee, he's not working any more games in this tournament, so at least we could say that FIFA responded after the fact. The good and some of these things, they are just parts of soccer. I mean, every team, every club team, every national team can rue an offside call that the replay shows maybe shouldn't have been an offside. Certainly part of the game. You know, the great thing about the injustices visited upon the United States in this tournament is that we can absorb them into the national psyche, and yet we still get to play. So it's not like in the 1986 World Cup when Maradona put one in against the English with his hand, the so-called hand of God goal. Well, the English went home. And when Henri, the Frenchman, punched a ball into the goal against Ireland to qualify for this World Cup, which, you know, looking back, maybe the French should never have done given how their World Cup went. Those teams have been eliminated. The United States plays on, and we're learning as a culture a little more about the subjectivity of soccer.
Okay, the U.S. plays on. How good is this team? Could it actually win the World Cup?
I think we could say that they have a very good goalie, that their coach has proved to make good decisions. He made good substitutions today. I think we could say in Landon Donovan they have a world-class player. He had not been great in European play, but this year on a loaner to an English Premier League team, he was good. And Donovan has just provided the most important goals, has made crosses and been involved in every great play. And the United States isn't the Netherlands or Brazil or Argentina, but they're a tough out in this tournament. And whoever they play coming up, they're going to have their hands full because the United States is a tough, disciplined team that plays with teamwork.
Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome.
That's NPR's Mike Pesca reporting from the World Cup in South Africa.
It's time for Africa.